it was the women who suffered most.
Do you feel like the women were almost used as pawns?
Yes.
They are used
yes.
almost as...
They kept the women so that they can sell them afterwards. Not necessarily they were raped or anything, but they kept the younger girls and to sell afterwards. I do not know if they really had, because I did not see any of that. But since he said something like this, and my mother kept reminding me of this, that look, we are not the only one.
When you say they kept the woman to sell, do you mean, for instance, the Hindu kept the Muslim woman to sell? Mm-hmm.
And the same thing. These were what he was getting to, were Hindu women. And the sick women, who probably younger girls who were kept, and this was a couple of years or 3 years later, after partition. So they still had them in the mountains, and many of them married them, and decided later on, since they had kids with these men, they decided to continue living over there. It probably did not happen on a very mass scale, but there were instances. It has been referred to. I was reading a book lately about it, that how these women. In fact, there was a movie that I used.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we saw
that in class. I think that was the same thing. I have not seen these, but I have heard about this real instance of them. And I'm telling you, the milkman told us that you can get a man with long hair if you want, and short hair if
almost
you want,
like it was
and depend as if it is a commodity. So these things are very real, and all these movies are made on some kind of facts, based on some kind of facts, and it is very scary.
Do you feel like those women that were the victim, do you feel like they were silent too in a way? Because
sometimes they were not. Sometimes, you know, the plight of women was that some of them committed suicide. And some of them, in fact, on both sides, the government was doing good things to handle the situation. But it was in such a mass scale, on such a large scale, and it was one of the biggest migration in the human history.